I'm Tetzahilim 150 with the OU Women's Initiative. I'm Mrs. Ya'el Davidowitz. Parakuf Membeis, Chapter 142, Talking It Out. Pasuk Aleph, Maskil David Bioso Bama'ara Tefillah. A Maskil by David when he was in the cave, a prayer. Pasuk Beis, Koli El Hashem Ezak, Koli El Hashem Eschanan. I cry out loud to Hashem, with my voice I appeal to Hashem. Pasuk Gimel, Eshboch lefanav sichi, tzarasi lefanav agid. I pour out my speech to him and tell him of my troubles. Malbim explains that David was alone in a cave when he composed this tefillah. He was in a very difficult predicament, being chased and hunted down. He lifted his voice up to Hashem in prayer and Eshboch lefanav sichi. He poured out his words to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There is something incredibly powerful about speaking out one's troubles, taking what's on your mind and weighing on your heart and speaking out loud about it. There are many people who go to therapy not to figure out a solution to any problem, but rather they find that simply being able to articulate, being able to speak out and share one's challenges and concerns is incredibly therapeutic. People feel better after they share and speak out their troubles. And as an aside, it's probably worth pointing out that listening to someone share their struggles is a huge chesed, a huge act of kindness, because simply by really listening to someone else, you help them carry their burden. They don't feel so alone anymore. So according to Malbim, David was alone in the cave. He didn't have a therapist there. He didn't have a close friend there. He didn't have anybody, but he wasn't alone. David opened his mouth and he poured out his troubles to Hashem, who was with David always and who is with us always. You can think of Hashem as your best friend, your most trusted therapist, but even better, because Hashem is always there, always available, and major bonus points, he runs the world. So not only is he the best listener, but he can also actually change the situation you are in. So open your mouth and share what's on your mind. Hashem is right there with you, listening. Thank you for listening to Tehillim 150, 150 days, 150 ways to connect to our Creator. Tehillim 150 is dedicated by Miriam and Alan Greenspan, Le'ilui Nishmat Shifra Friedman, Shifra Abbas Fagel Chana and Yisrael Aryeh, beloved mother, grandmother, and great-grandmother.